Be'ezras Mizbuch, we begin Perek Shlish of the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shelo Brachot in the laws of borrowing and the laws of deposits in the Siv Mishpatim Book of Judgments, where we continue the theme of the previous Perakim discussing the first half of this halacha of Shelo, where regarding the responsibility when you're sending the borrowed item, and also regarding what happens if there's borrowing together with rental. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding the beginning of accepting responsibility and when that responsibility concludes. Hashoyel es hapara mechaveira. So someone borrows a cow from his friend. And the lender is sending him the borrowed item, biyad benoi, in the hand of the lender's son. Or biyad shluchai, or through his agent. Or biyad abdoi, or his slave. Or afil shlochel biyad benoi, or biyad abdoi, biyad shluchai shashal. Or even if he's sending it with the son, or the slave, or the agent of the borrower, now the animal ends up dying before it ever gets to the domain of the borrower, somewhere on the road. The borrower is exempt. He has never yet gotten responsibility, which only happens when it comes to his domain. Now, if the borrower told him, send it to me, biyad bini, biyad abdi, biyad shluchi, he tells him to send it through my son, through my slave, through my agent, or even biyad avdecho ha'ivri, biyad shluchacha, or through your Jewish slave, or through your agent. Or even if the lender tells him, I'm going to send it to you, biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shulchacha, through your son, through your slave, through your agent, or biyad bini, biyad avdi, ha'ivri, biyad shluchi, through my son, my Jewish slave, or my agent. And the borrower says, shalach, send it. So it's coming through the command in either one of these cases of the borrower. And he sends it and it dies on the journey. Hadezachayv is going to be liable because since he says to the lender, send it, it's as if he's making that the agent is like an extension of the borrower himself. So therefore, the moment the agent gets it, or the son, or whoever it is, the liability is right away on the borrower. Now, but if let's say the lender sends it with his non-Jewish slave, even if the borrower was the one who had told Mishalach to send it, the mason that dies on the way, Potter is going to be exempt. Why? Because the hand of this non-Jewish slave is literally like the hand of his master. But then has never yet left the domain of the lender. It's like as if the lender is bringing it, and therefore it's still in the domain of the lender, and it never came to the liability of the borrower. The borrower says to the lender, Hakisha b'makam. Look, hit it with a stick. It's going to come on its own to me, to the borrower. And the lender does that because he wants to get it to the borrower, and he hits it with a stick because of what the borrower told him. The borrower is not going to be liable for anything that happens to it until it comes into his domain. That is, if it dies on the road, on the journey, potter, the borrower is going to be exempt because it didn't yet come into his domain. In contrast to like an agent or something, then it's already in his rishus because he told him to do it. So to the other way around, when the borrower is returning the borrowed item to the lender, so it's going to be considered in the domain of the borrower as long as it didn't get back to the lender. So if the borrower sends it back through someone else, who may send it, dies until it gets back to the property of the lender, he's going to be liable. It's still in the responsibility of the borrower. Now, but let's say he sends it back with the awareness, the cognition, of the cognizance of the lender, al de'achav, through someone else, but mason it dies, then pot is, then he's going to be exempt, because then it's already considered out of the domain of the bar. Now, shulch bi'ar abdeh kanani, but, however, if he sends it through his non-Jewish slave, then ava bisham alayim mashal, even if the lender told him, shalach, send it. And mason b'derechayv, if it dies in the world, he's going to be liable. Why? Shi'ara evit ki'ar abdeh, because the hand of the slave of the bar is like this, it's like the bar himself, and therefore, v'adayin liyotsim yad ha'shal, has not yet left the domain of the bar. Now, but then, when do we say this, that the cow remains in the domain of the borrower regarding his liability of einsin as long as it didn't yet get back to the domain of the lender, is only if he's returning it during the days of the loan period. Within that amount of time, he's giving it back, it's still in the domain of the shoyl. But if let's say he's giving it back to him after the loan time has already expired, actually he's going to be exempt if it dies on the road. Why? Because after the time period of the loan has expired, it doesn't have the halacha qualification as a loan anymore. He's like a paid custodian. Because although really it's not his rights to use it anymore at all, but since the borrower had benefit from the cow for free all the days of the loan, the rabbis instituted that he should still be liable for theft and loss even after the days of Shela over like a Shemesachar. However, if Nishbis, if it gets taken in captivity, or Meso, or it dies, after the days of the loan have expired, Pater is going to be exempt, even though it's still by the bar. Anything similar like that will have the same halacha. Halacha Gimel, regarding claims, if there's no proof. So I'll show you, if someone borrows a cow from his friend, half the day it's a loan, and half the day he's going to pay him rent for it. Or if one day it's a loan, and the next day it's going to be, he's going to pay for him as a rental. Or he borrowed one cow, and he rented a different cow. Or then one of them dies. So regarding all these three cases, the lender says, the borrowed one is the one that died. Which that would be regarding the case of he borrowed one and he rented one. Which he's liable for ain't only on the borrowed one, not on the rented one. Or b'yom she'isa shul mesa, on the day of the loan is when it died. That's regarding the case of when he borrowed for one day and he rented for one day. Or b'shosha she'isa shul mesa, or at the time when it was loan is when it died. That'll be the case when half the day is a loan, half the day is a rental. That's what the owner is saying, where that would mean a liability for the borrower. But the custodian, the one who's watching it, says, the borrower slash renter, he says, any day, he says, I don't know. Or another case, let's say where the borrower says, he's claiming, the rented one is that died. Again, for einzin like death, by a seicher, he's exempt, in contrast to sheila, to borrowing. Or b'yom sheis eschur mesa, he says, on the day when it was borrowed is when it died. Or b'shosh sheis eschur mesa, or at the time period of the rental is when it died. And the owner who's lending it says, I don't know. So either one's claiming, the other one says, I don't know. Or both of them saying, I don't know, and I don't know when it happened and which one it was. And in either case, whoever's trying to extract from his friend, he has to bring proof. So it would have to be, the owner would have to bring proof to the shomer to say that it was the borrowed one or time that he would be liable. But if there's no proof, so then the renter swears ala schudish mesa that it was the rented one that died, or as long as he could just say I don't know, and the apartel will be exempt. Now zemer shula, so let's say this one says it was the borrowed one, but zemer schud, and this one says no, it was the rented one. So yishava hashemer ala schudish mesa gedarka kemeshaton. So the guardian, the one who is borrowing it, he has to swear that it was the rented one that died in its normal way. Which that'll be the oinus of mesa, not through any negligence, commercial like he's claiming. And the galgolav shaschur yishem mesa, and also then through gilgal shua, then the owner can make him also take an oath that it was the rented one. Not only that the rented one died in a normal way, because that's what he's saying, that to get off from pshia, which is the chiyav hashemim, he then also through the devolving of oaths would have to make then the oath that it was the rented one that died. Besides the fact that the rented one he's not liable for, because if the borrowed one, then he would be chayv for having died. Halacha Dalad, regarding partial admission and when he cannot swear that he has to pay. So Ashilu Shtei Paris. Let's say he lent him two cows. Chatzayim B'She'ila, half of a day is a loan, Chatzayim B'Skiris, and half of a day is a rental. Now, Hamash Leimer, the lender says, Bizman Ashila Mesa, they died at the time of the loan, which is the liability of the borrower. The borrower says, no. Achas Mesa Bizman Ashila, yeah, one of them died at the time of the loan, and that one I have to pay you for, but Vacheres and he did. The other one, I don't know. So this is essentially a halacha, like when someone claims with someone 100 and he admits to him 50, where there's a biblical oath of Maidim Mixes he has to swear. So in this case, since he cannot swear that he's exempt because he doesn't know that he's not liable because he doesn't know when it died, so Yishalma Shnaim. This halacha, since he cannot swear, he has to pay. So he has to pay for both of them. One of them he admitted, the other one he can't swear, so he has to pay. Let's say he gave him three cows. Two of them were loaned, and one of them was a rental. The lender says, so the two loaned ones are the ones that died. Therefore, you're liable for both of them. The borrower says, you're right, one of them that died is for sure the one that was on loan. That one, I'm liable for you. But the second one that died, out of the three, any day, I don't know, is it the other borrowed one, or was it the rented one? So again, here also, since he cannot swear, because I don't know, he can't swear that he's not chayiv, so Yishal Mashtem has to pay for both of them. And the laws of claims and defended claims will be explained this halacha, in similar types, from all those who make claims, which that person cannot make an oath that he has to pay. And how do you pay? And for what reason is it that they have to pay?